Psalm 119.
I have done what is just and right. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Give your servant a pledge of good. Let not the insolent oppress me. My eyes long for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold. Therefore, I consider all your precepts to be right. I hate every false way.
Today's devotion: the confidence of a child of God. Verse 124 said, "Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love, and teach me your statutes." At first glance, this section of Psalm 119 may sound almost audacious. The psalmist seems to be telling God what to do. I have done what is just and right. Give your servant a pledge of good. It is time for the Lord to act. He appears to be presenting his record before God and expecting a response, as though his obedience entitled him to divine protection and blessing. He even calls on God to act against those who disregard his law. At first, it sounds bold, perhaps too bold. But look a little closer, and you will see that beneath this urgency lies the humility of faith. When the psalmist prays, "Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love and teach me your statutes," he reveals where his confidence truly rests. He does not say, "Reward me for my obedience," but "deal with me according to your steadfast love." His assurance is not found in what he has done, but in who God is. He is faithful, merciful, and unfailing in love. This is the essence of true faith: boldness rooted in dependence. The psalmist dares to speak so honestly because he knows God's character. His demands are not arrogance. They are the language of covenant trust, the heartfelt plea of one who knows that the Lord will always act according to his steadfast love and faithfulness. Dear brothers and sisters, out of our reverence for the Lord, do you sometimes feel as though you have no right to come before God as boldly as the psalmist? Do your failures, weaknesses, or sins make you feel unworthy to ask great things of him? Many of us hesitate to pray boldly because we are so aware of our shortcomings. We remember where we have fallen short, and so we whisper when we could cry out. We hold back when we could cling to his promises. And we settle for small prayers when God invites us to ask greatly. But take heart, we do not come to God based on our worthiness, but on Christ's righteousness. Our standing before God is not built on what we have done, but on what Christ has already accomplished for us. On our own, we could never approach a holy God. Our sin separates us, and our best efforts fall short of his glory. But Jesus, the righteous one, took our sin upon himself and gave us his righteousness in exchange. At the cross, he bore our condemnation so that we might be clothed in his perfection. Because of the blood of Jesus, we are now God's beloved children. That means we do not come as strangers or servants trembling before a stern master, but as sons and daughters welcomed into the Father's presence. We come not hoping to earn his favor, but resting in the favor we already have through Christ. Think of how a child runs to a loving parent, not with fear of being turned away, but with trust that they will be received with open arms. That is how God invites us to come to him. The Father who did not spare his own Son will surely not withhold his mercy from those who belong to him. His throne is not a court of judgment for his children, but a throne of grace, overflowing with mercy and steadfast love. So when you pray, do not shrink back in shame or hesitation. The question is never whether you are worthy. The psalmist was not, and neither are we. The question is whether Christ is worthy, and he is forever, His righteousness covers you completely. His blood has opened the way. Therefore, you can come to God boldly, even in your weakness. You can hold fast to his promises confidently, not because you have earned them, but because Jesus has secured them for you. And know this, the Father delights to hear the prayers of his children and to answer according to his steadfast love. Let us pray. Gracious Father, thank you that my confidence rests not in my worthiness, but in Christ's righteousness. Deal with me according to your steadfast love and teach me your ways. Help me to come before you with humble boldness, trusting that you delight to hear the prayers of your children. In Jesus' name, Amen.